let's return to This Week in America. Here's your host, Rick Bratton.
Welcome back, everybody, coast to coast, This Week in America. How to Live with OCD Naturally by Maria Flaherty provides the OCD sufferer with alternative methods of living with this disorder. Maria offers a way to have and enjoy a fulfilling life without all the suffering and hardships of OCD. Each chapter describes personal experiences of Maria, as well as plenty of information to help you along your journey of self-healing. It also reminds us that a little laughter and gratitude can go a long way. It's a handy guide for those who want to live a different way of life to live with OCD. As a wife and mother of two, Maria has spent most of the last 2 decades of her life living with OCD. Over the years, she has found which alternative methods work and which don't. With How to Live with OCD Naturally, she shares her research, collective knowledge, and firsthand experience with this anxiety disorder. Maria Flaherty, author of How to Live with OCD Naturally, is our guest on This Week in America. Maria, welcome to the program. It's great to have you with us.
Hi, thank you so much. It's nice to be here.
You know, what makes this book really fascinating and unique and so helpful to people, this is what basically 2 decades of research, this is your own experiences that you're talking about in your book.
That's right. I through the last 20 or 30 years, I just tried different things and decided, you know, hey, this helps me or this doesn't, and I would move on to the next project.
Why did you decide to write this book? You know, having this knowledge from firsthand knowledge is one thing, but to go through and write this book, and the book is receiving excellent reviews. It's very easy to read. It's got great information. It's well written. Talk about the decision to go ahead and write this book.
Well, for a long time, whenever I did some research to see if there were books out there talking about OCD, not medical books, but like personal books, there weren't that many out there. And I always felt like kind of like I was alone and nobody understood what I was going through. So I decided I would write this book so that other people who also suffer from OCD could read it and feel like, hey, I read that. I get that. I understand it. This is what it's like. I wanted something that I could share with people to let them know that they're not alone, and there is a big community of people out there who do have OCD.
And that the title of the book is interesting, How to Live with OCD Naturally, and you provide the people with alternative methods of living with this disorder. And let's talk about some of these. I know past lives is something that enters into how you deal with OCD, isn't it?
Yes, past life regression is a big thing for me. Should I just go ahead and give you an example?
Talk about, that would be perfect. And the book is full of Maria's examples, what worked for her, what didn't work for her. The book is How to Live with OCD Naturally. Talk about some examples.
Like you said, I talk about my personal experiences in this book. And let me talk about fires for one thing. When I was a kid, I remember being so afraid of fires. I remember going to a sleepover once and completely losing my mind because I realized they didn't have fire alarms in their house. And I was 9. I shouldn't have been thinking about things like this, but I was. My whole life, I always planned like escape routes wherever I went so that I knew how to get out safely. And I was always checking the stove at home to make sure it was off before I went to sleep, or before I went out, I would check it. Even though checking it once was for normal people is okay, I would have checked it like 5 or 6 times. So I had this past life regression, and it turned out I was burned at a stake in a past life. And I didn't know what to think of it. It was a little weird, I thought, you know.
Yes.
But sure enough, as time went by, I realized I wasn't doing all those things. I wasn't checking the stove as much. I wasn't having anxiety whenever I was in a strange place looking for, you know, escape routes. I even forgot to check my own fire alarms a few times, which is something I was always on top of. I realized after that, hey, I'm not so scared of fire anymore, and things just got a little bit easier. And ever since then, I realized every time I had a past life regression, something else got better or something else is getting better. Does that make sense?
Yes. It makes perfect sense.
So I think past life regression is a big helpful, is a big helpful tool, because we do carry a lot of that energy with us from previous past lives.
Well, it's interesting because you talk about, again, alternative methods that are out there to help you live with OCD. The book is How to Live with OCD Naturally. Maria Flaherty is our guest on the program. Her website is mariaflaherty.com. Book available at Amazon, Barnes & Noble, the usual places. We'll have all that up on the website. Let's talk about the role of guardian angels, which you talk about as well. Give us some examples of guardian angels and how that has been beneficial to you.
Guardian angels, I realize, have been with me my whole life. I didn't realize it until my 30s. I don't think I didn't realize that they were with me all the time. And looking back, you know, hey, there they were. I give that to them. Recently I had an interesting experience. About a year ago, my mother was, you know, she was nearing the end of her life because of a genetic disease. And of course, it's times like those, you start thinking about your own mortality. And so there I was one morning, I was obsessing from the moment I woke up through breakfast, showering, getting ready to leave the house, everything. I was just obsessing. I stopped to get gas and I just sort of slumped over and I just wanted to cry because I couldn't stop thinking about all the what ifs, you know. What if I get sick? What if we pass this on to my children? It's something that's horrible. And so I asked my angels to please give me a sign that we were all going to be okay and that my kids and I were safe from this genetic disease. So I get out of the car and I notice this penny sitting right by the front tire and I don't really think anything of it. And I go about getting the gas and I'm finishing pumping up and the whole time I'm thinking, oh, please let the angels take care of this for me. And I finish pumping the gas and I get into my car and I notice that penny again. Again, I don't think anything of it. So I get into the car and I get ready to drive away. And then I remembered hearing something somewhere that said, hey, pennies are messages from heaven and your angels. And I thought, okay, cool. Maybe that's my sign. So, but I figured, what if it's just a penny, right?
Yes.
So I thought, yeah, what if it's just a penny? And I thought, well, how about, I was thinking, angels, if that message is for me, if that is a penny for me, let it have my birth year on it so that I know that it's a sign for me that my family, that my kids and I are safe. So I got out of the car. I was really nervous. I picked up the penny, and to my surprise, it did have my birth year on it. Just little things like that. I was so overwhelmed with joy.
That
you
would
know,
get,
thought, hey,
that would
thank
get
you,
your,
thank you, universe.
Yeah, that would get your attention, wouldn't it? I mean, that's a dramatic,
yes.
You know, the odds of that happening, just randomly happening,
yes,
have to be
exactly.
astronomical against that.
Mm-hmm.
That's.
So I really believe that they're out there and they're taking care of us.
And meditation is something else that you talk about, that you like to try different things, and meditation is something that you tried. Talk about meditation. That's something you hear talked about, and there's so many people that use it effectively. How did it work for you?
Well, honestly, in the beginning, I asked my angels, how can I get better with OCD? And I just kept getting the feeling I should try meditation. And I really didn't know anything about it. And, so I just thought, I'll sit quietly and just let myself sort of fall into it. And what I was doing was called reflective meditation. At the time, I didn't know it, but that's what it was. And it is meditation, I think, is just so healing. A lot of people, I guess, they think that it's something that you have to be super quiet and super focused, but it is good to be in a quiet place and to just let your mind be quiet and your whole body to relax. And then once you get into that quiet zone where your mind just sort of floats freely and you realize that, hey, I feel like I'm connected to my higher self or something else out there, like your guardian angels, that's when the healing occurs. And you can ask them questions and they will give you answers and provide guidance for things such as, you know, what else can I do to make my OCD better? And they'll tell you, have a better diet or go outside more. You know, you need to be more in nature or whatever.
Yes.
And you just sort of follow it. And there are all different kinds of meditation out there. There's a lot of them.
And you'll get all the information and what worked for Maria in her book, which is How to Live with OCD Naturally. Maria Flaherty, our guest on the program. Her website is mariaflaherty.com. Books available the usual places where books are sold. You can go to our website and link on directly and get information. Let's talk about diet. You touched on that exercise, touch, awareness of what's around us. I mentioned before that laughter and gratitude can go a long way in making you feel better as well. Talk about those different functions, different aspects of our lifestyle that may have an impact on us.
Well, diet and exercise have a huge impact on us. I mean, obviously, I mean, everybody has to have a healthy diet and lifestyle, but it really does affect the brain. There is evidence that there is a mind-gut connection for OCD now. This is something new. They say that the gut and the brain communicate via the nervous system through hormones and the immune system. And apparently those of us with OCD may have lower abundance of microbial populations. And usually that's because we stress. So, you know, that anxiety, a lot of people, they eat junk food to ease that stress or whatever, yes. And they're killing off all that good gut, you know, microbial populations. And, but apparently you can take control of this. It's very simple. All you have to do is consume on a regular basis a probiotic, eat more fermented foods, yogurt, you know, and the like. And just, you know, a healthier lifestyle is good all around. It doesn't matter if you have OCD or not. It's just good for you.
Well, and I was just going to say, who was the book designed for? Obviously, one part of the audience is those people that are suffering from OCD. Family members, I would assume, would learn a lot about this and how to deal with family members. But a lot of this, I mean, right. What you've mentioned so far, these are techniques that all of us could benefit from, couldn't
we? Oh, sure. Definitely.
In the book, by the way. Yeah, go ahead. Yeah, I was just going to say, the book is How to Live with OCD Naturally, and I didn't mean to interrupt there, but people just tuning in, I want them to be able to get a copy of the book and see the benefits in their lives.
Yes, this is good for everybody, really. But these are all things that I found work for me. Just gratitude and laughter, for example. The more grateful I become for wonderful things, the more wonderful things I attract into my life. Even little things like a beautiful, beautiful morning, you know, I say, hey, thank you for this. This is beautiful. And basically what you put out there is what you attract. And same goes for laughter. You know, it's a natural
yes.
boosting of the immune system and reduces stress and anxiety. And these are all things that people with OCD need.
This is your journey of self-healing. Let's talk about, and we've got just a few minutes left in the program. Unfair to ask this question, but talk about this journey that you were on in self-healing. When did you realize that there are other things, alternative methods out there that I'm trying, and many of these seem to be working in a positive way and making my life better? What was that journey like in discovering the naturally part of the title of the book?
Well, I'd say it was about 15 years ago, and I was just I was on three different medications, and I was seeing the doctor constantly, and it was exhausting and depressing, and I was gaining weight, and, you know, from all the side effects of the medication, and yes. I was always tired, and I thought, man, there's got to be a better way to handle this, you know? And I talked to my therapists, and you know, they agreed, and we decided, you know, we're going to lay out this plan, and they said, you can try these natural methods, and if they work, we'll reduce your dosage. And, you know, sure enough, after several months of trying, I was feeling better, and I was starting to lose weight, and I was sleeping better, and they, you know, slowly took away the other medications, and now I'm down to just one, and it's a very, very low dose.
Yeah, one thing, the things that you talk about is how to live with this disorder. What's it been like for you? It sounds like life is totally different now than it was even a few years ago.
Oh, yes, it's getting better. And I'm just so happy. I just, you know, that's one of the reasons why I wanted to share this book, is that it worked for me, and I want other people to try it and see that it can be a success for them too.
Do you find that, and maybe you were like this in the beginning, you go to the doctors, the doctor prescribes things for you. Do people become overly dependent on the medication? That's sort of the traditional way to treat OCD. And I know you also talk in the book about how important knowledge is to understand what it is with different foods, with different medications, with different techniques that you were using. Is that a common problem, that we listen too much to what somebody is telling us, and we end up being possibly over-medicated?
Yeah, I think so, you know, because a lot of these things, they can be healed naturally, but everybody nowadays is, and this has been like this for decades, you know, you go to the doctor and they give you medicine for it, but they don't really try to find the root of the problem. I'm not saying medicine is bad, you know, that it has its uses.
Yes.
But yeah, I think that people should try more natural things, because I mean, it's natural and your life will be better from it.
And you'll get firsthand what Maria went through, where she is now, how she got there in her book, How to Live with OCD Naturally. Her website is mariaflaherty.com, book available wherever books are sold. And you can find all of those listed on our website, thisweekinamerica.us. What's this been like, writing the book and getting the positive feedback from people like you that are like, wait a minute, trying these alternative methods, my life has changed as well. This has to be a very exciting experience for you to be able to help other people.
It is. It's great to hear. And I do get messages, a couple messages here and there, and they say, thank you so much for writing this book. And it is nice. It's a good feeling to know that, hey, maybe I helped somebody, you know. And I always wonder, what's my purpose in life? And I'm thinking, maybe this is it. I'm hoping that I am able to help people with this.
Well, you've done such an excellent job in presenting this, in presenting it in a way that's very easy to read. It's very relatable. Are you working on another book? Any other project you've got that you're working on?
Yeah, actually, I was thinking about writing a second book about other techniques that I still haven't tried, but I'm not sure about how I'm going to go about doing that yet. It'll probably take a few years.
Well, it's interesting because this book is so well done. Congratulations on having a
Thank
book out
so
there
much.
That is,
I appreciate
is
that.
Helping so many people. The book is How to Live with OCD Naturally by someone who is doing that, and that's Maria Flaherty. That's FLAHERTY. Her website, mariaflaherty.com. Book available at Amazon, Barnes & Noble, all the usual places, and information, of course, at Maria's website. It's been a pleasure to have you on the program. You've really done a nice job. It's impacting people's lives because the book is so relatable. It's like if Maria went through, seems like she's going through what I went through and can write about it, feels much better. That's an inspiration to me as well. So thank you for the book, and thank you for taking time to share it with us on the program.
Thank you so much.
You're welcome. The book, once again, is How to Live with OCD Naturally. Maria Flaherty is the author. You'll find information on our website, thisweekinamerica.us. And we're back on today's program right after these messages.
You're listening to This Week in America with Rick Bratton. More after this.